From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. Some 20 days after the onset of the floods that have created a humanitarian crisis in Pakistan, the UN Emergency Appeal on behalf of flood victims has reached less than half its target, attracting just over $200 million. As NPR's Julie McCarthy reports, officials are also now seeing the scope of the disaster.
As the floodwaters move inexorably south, the emergency is widening. In the southern Punjab city of Sher Sultan today, residents watched as new areas were jeopardized. Angry locals complained that the government had told them the waters were receding, but a canal that the community elders say has been dry for decades was raging with water, threatening to overflow, worsening the damage already done to mango orchards and cotton fields. The southern lowlands, where the floods have expanded, are some of Pakistan's richest farmland, and the worst-hit areas were those least able to cope. Poor rural populations that are suffering from too little food, clean water, and medicine. The UN said while donors are realizing the scale of the disaster, the challenges are massive, and the flood is not over. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Multan.
An optimistic President Obama traveled to Ohio today. The trip included a fundraiser for the current Democratic governor and a town hall-style backyard meeting. Bill Cohen of Ohio Public Radio has details.
The president basically said, things are looking up, but be patient.
Slowly, but surely, we are moving in the right direction. We're on the right track. The economy is getting stronger, but it really suffered a big trauma. And we're not going to get all 8 million jobs that were lost back overnight. It's going to take some time.
President Obama talked about job creation, education, and health insurance in the backyard of a middle-class family on the north side of Columbus. Several of the 35 or so neighbors who gathered there asked questions, but they were far from confrontational. One fireman, for example, simply praised the president for pushing through a federal aid package that helped Ohio cities avoid laying off firefighters. For NPR News, I'm Bill Cohen in Columbus.
One of the jurors in the corruption case involving former Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich is speaking out today. 60-year-old Cynthia Parker says she served on other juries, but never one that was so difficult.
Just the last day, someone changed their mind. And we, you know, looked at all of them and gave everyone a chance to think about it.
According to prosecutors in the case, there was an 11-to-1 split in favor of conviction on a number of counts, including charges Blagojevich sought to sell or trade President Obama's vacant Senate seat. Emerging from his Chicago home today, Blagojevich said he'll have more to say about the case later. Yet another charge the airlines have begun levying. American Airlines plans to begin charging an additional $19 to $39 for what it's dubbing express seats, those are the spots in the first few rows of coach that include bulkhead seats. A light day on Wall Street, the Dow was up just 9 points. You're listening to NPR. In an effort to pressure the U.S. into lifting its ban on Mexican trucks, officials in that country today released a list of 99 U.S.-made goods they say will be subject to higher tariffs, everything from cheese to wine to toilet paper. The U.S. government has expressed disappointment with the tariffs, which will affect about $2.5 billion worth of trade from 43 U.S. states. The tariffs range from 5 to 15% and are being imposed by that country's government to protest the cancellation of a pilot program allowing some Mexican trucks to transport goods into the U.S. Conservative radio host Laura Schlesinger has announced she intends to quit her syndicated show. As NPR's David Folkenflik reports, it occurred after she repeated a racial slur to make a point.
The slur involved was the N-word. Schlesinger repeated it at least a dozen times in all, as she argued many black comedians use the word. She was replying to a caller, a black woman, who could not understand why her husband, who is white, ignores remarks she considers racist. The caller objected. Schlesinger later apologized profusely, yet she told CNN's Larry King,
"I want to be able to say what's on my mind and in my heart and what I think is helpful and useful without somebody getting angry, some special interest group deciding this is a time to silence a voice of dissent and attack affiliates and attack sponsors. I'm sort of done with that."
Schlesinger says she will continue to write books, to blog, and to speak out publicly. David Folkenflik, NPR News.
Crude oil futures prices lost ground today. Oil was down 35 cents a barrel to end the session at $75.42 a barrel on the New York Mercantile Exchange. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.